Well, good morning, everyone. Good to see all of you today. Suzanne, I'm blessed that you're here. I sure do miss you, and I think of the pain and the hardships and things that you go through a lot, and so I'm just praying more for you. That God will totally heal you and give you strength and abilities. You know, Suzanne is the one she wants so badly to serve. You know, it's like anything that needs to be done. She wants, you know, hey, I can do that, or I can do this, or well, I've done that before. And I, you know, and it's like, and then the enemy attacks her, and she gets stuck at home at times with that desire to be able to serve. You know what, it is such a privilege to be able to serve God. And every time I think of it, it says, God, you've given me the privilege to be able to share your word with your people. Lord, I thank you for the trust that you've given to me. And you know, I really respect the Lord in him doing that for me, and I honor him for it. So it makes me so careful of what I say and what I try to do. And I never try to tell people to do something I'm not willing to do myself. You know, none of this do as I say, but not as I do. I think we need to look at the very privilege of really being able to serve God in any way. You know, I know it's kind of gloomy and little cooler now, and we're all looking forward to the warmer weather and summertime, and you know, but let me tell you, the sun is still shining. You just can't see it, but it's shining very bright, very bright. And that's the same way God does in our lives when we desire to walk with him and to serve him. Sometimes it may not look so bright in our lives, and we may not understand what's going on or why this or why that. But we need to realize that God's still working. Even if you don't feel it, you don't see it, you don't understand it, it doesn't matter. See, that's where your faith and your trust comes in. You know, and there's so many times I go and I say, God, you said. And he'll always say, yes, I did say. But you got to trust me. You really got to trust me. Folks, realize that what God's been doing here and what he wants to do in your lives, you know, I can see him at work in all of your lives. I really can. And I'm so thankful for that. And if it wasn't for God allowing and us allowing him to work in our lives, you know, let me ask you this. Would you rather be serving God with your whole heart, ministering to the needs of the people, to show them the light of the lovingness and the glory of God through you to them? Or would you rather be home on hospice? Not really something you'd even have to choose, right? You know you'd rather serve God. So, you know, that's what we need to be about. It's about, God, what do you want? What would you have us to do? You know, we've been talking about the vine. Jesus is the vine. We're just the branches. And God is the one that goes in and prunes and cuts and nourishes and works on all of us at different times. And then I've had people who say, well, Jim, all you talk about is working and doing stuff. Can't you just relax a little bit? And it's like, yeah, I can, but my relaxation is ministering. You know what I mean? I love when we went out and did the homeless. It's 100 degrees or close to it. Well, 90-something maybe. And I love get out and ministering to the homeless and doing things like that, going in the neighborhood, just talking with people, just having the honor to be able to minister to someone, that they might see Jesus in me. Not that I'm trying to prove anything or look good to people, but you know, I always ask the Lord, I said, Lord, let me be a blessing to your people and let me bring glory and honor to you. And I would pray that constantly because I was always trying to be, God, it's all you. It's not about me. It's all about you and your love. And people need to know and understand that. So whenever you're doing good and doing things to people and helping them, what you're doing is you're showing how good God is. You're showing how much God really loves them. And you can be thankful for the honor to be able to do that. What an honor it is. You can always tell people how close someone is to the Lord by how much they can love others. And when you love others, guess what? You want to minister. You want to help. You want to work for them. You want to go out of your way. You know, I was talking to my daughter the other day. They've had some hard times. That's Sherry, by the way. And Sherry is hard to keep up with. Big tree fell on her house 2 nights ago or something. Still laying on the house because she can't get the claim adjuster, insurance adjuster to show up. Or even call her back. So she was saying, well, you know, it didn't do a lot of damage that they know of. But anyway, it's a bad thing. They can't open windows or doors on that side where the tree's laying. So there's a lot of pressure on that. And then she was in town shopping. And somebody ran into her car and in the parking lot. And she said, well, it only messed up the two doors on the right. I said, well, you still got two doors on the other side, right? She said, yeah. I said, then she said, yeah, there's no problem. And then she talked to the people about it. And she got to really build a relationship with them. And now they're the best friends, it seems. And she said, oh, don't worry about that. You know, should I get a hold of the insurance company and let them know what happened. Don't even consider it a problem. And so she got to visit, to minister to them, to just love on them. And I'm like, you know, how would most people be? This is a new car, basically. And the sides caved in. Go figure. And it's like, nah, it's no big deal. Just a pile of tin anyway. It's not a big deal. Why get upset? You see, when you're walking with the Lord and you're desiring to serve him, things don't seem to be too much because you've got that peace. You know what I mean? You get the peace that passes all understanding. You can flow with the bumps and the knocks and the crashes. It's not a big deal. It's really not a big deal. So when you know the Lord and he places the fruit of the Spirit in you, folks, you're going to want to minister. It's like it's hard to hold people back because they're so anxious to serve at any cost. It's like if they feel the Lord leading, doesn't matter. We're going to make it happen somehow. And I love that. Otherwise, you always feel like you're held back. It's like I can't do anything because of this or because it's like, no, just throw that. Say, God, we can do all things through Christ who gives us the strength and even the abilities to do it. You know, when I share a lot on doing like I have been with you guys, and you're still back again. There's a lot of people that I share with. They just get kind of upset because it's just like I've done all that I want to do. I'm doing what I'm doing now, and I don't want to do anymore. So leave me alone. And so I pray that you don't get that way, and I don't believe that you will. But anyway, it's important to allow God's love and his abilities and his blessings to flow through you. Don't think that you're doing so well and everything and living a great life that the Lord didn't allow a lot of that to happen just so you could be a blessing and that he could learn and or use you to bless others through you. Folks, I want to be a blessing. That's what I want to be. And if I ever get in a place where I'm no longer a blessing to them, maybe a hindrance instead, I get out of the way. Because there must be somebody else that needs to go in there and do what needs to be done to bring them through. So I'm just excited. I just like to share Jesus, talk about the Father, about how good he is. And I'm so glad that you guys are blessed the way you are. And there's a lot more he's going to do through you. And thank him for your health. What a blessing that is. You know, there's a lot of people that I know have lots of money that they could do anything they want, and yet they're laid up in bed, sick, fighting cancer, whatever. So what good is all that they have? What good is it? They can't use it. They can't enjoy it. But we can serve the Lord out of love and bringing blessings and honor to him. Turn with me, if you would, enough of my ranting, to John's Gospel, chapter 15. So I'm going to read the first five verses again to you, if I could. So John chapter 15, starting with verse 1. Jesus said, "I am the vine, the true vine. My Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes that it may bear more fruit." And verse 3, he says, "You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. For I am the vine, you're the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing." Father, we just thank you for your word this morning. Lord, I ask that you would just encourage us and help us to just receive, Lord, all the blessings that you have for us. And let us see, Lord, the privilege that you have bestowed on us that we might love you and honor you the way we do now. And Lord, that we can do it in such a way that it brings glory to you as we minister or you minister through us to others. Father, we are so blessed because of who you are. Thank you for allowing us to be your branches, attached to you, the vine. And you will do it through us, Lord. That's all we have to do is just let you do it through us. We thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, when you read that, or when I've read that before, verse 3, it's like it doesn't fit. You know what I mean? We're talking about the vine and the branches and the trimming and the work that goes into it. And then all of a sudden in verse 3, he says, you're all clean. You're already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. I think what that does is it, number one, it shows us that, well, it shows us that we're not, he's not asking us or telling us that we have to earn something. You know, we're talking about abiding in the vine and working and being pruned so we can produce more fruit and on and on. But it's got nothing to do with our salvation. What it does and what it's for is to bless, be a blessing to other people. And that brings glory and honor to the Father for all that he's done and wants to do yet. As he's doing through us, he wants to do it through those that he sends us to as well. So it doesn't have anything to do with salvation, but really glorifying God. But you know, at the way we are, if we really want to go on with God, and I know that we do, but you know, there's things that we believe that are in the Bible that we really need to get established in our hearts, in our lives. Folks, I want to be secure in where I'm at, and I think you do as well. I don't want to play the guessing game, well, am I really doing right? Am I really saved? Is God really using me? If he's asking me to do this, is he really going to give me the abilities to be able to do that? So I want all of that settled. That's why a lot of the basic things in life and in the word that we really need to settle. So let's look at Hebrews chapter 6, if you would. This is talking about progressing. It's important to progress. See, we got to learn and move on and keep going. So here it says in verse 1, Hebrews chapter 6. It says, therefore, leaving the discussion of the elementary principles of Christ, it says, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith towards God, of the doctrines of baptisms and laying on of hands, of resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment. And this we will do if God permits. Folks, there's a lot of things in salvation, in baptisms, in the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. A lot of that stuff needs to be settled. And, you know, repentance as well. You know, as Christians, we know that if we mess up, confess it. Lord, I'm sorry. And move on. Don't be held back. There's so many people that are holding on to guilt and regrets. God has forgiven you for that. Let it go. You can't change it, but the enemy always tries to bring it up to hold and pull you back. And so what they're saying in Hebrews, for part of this anyway, is you just got to get it all settled. Know who you are in Christ. Know that you're special, that you're called, that you have a purpose, and that God's going to use you and he's going to work through you, even though you may not feel like it or may even feel worthy of it. The Lord's worthy. Trust him. Get this stuff settled in your life. Otherwise, you can't go any further. You know, I've been in churches and people come forward every Sunday and get saved. Okay, when's it going to stick? You know what I mean? What do? Just throw mud up against the wall and hope it sticks? Oh God, you saved me today, but I messed up, so therefore I gotta get saved again. See, you gotta get this stuff settled. That's why get in the Word, confirm it for yourselves, and then be done with it. It's like, thank you, Lord. I'm secure in you. And I'm not going to accidentally lose my salvation. It's not going to happen. Now, let's go down to verse 7. He says, for the rain which drinks in, or let's say, for the earth which drinks in the rain that often comes upon it and bears herbs useful for those by whom it is cultivated, receives blessings from God. Folks, as God waters the earth and we plant the gardens waiting for the rain and we cultivate it to keep the weeds out and fertilize it and to do the work that's necessary for it to produce, that's the same thing that God does in our lives. He cultivates us. We read about it earlier. You know, God's a vine dresser. He's the one that goes in and does the pruning. Those that bear fruit, he prunes so that they'll bear more fruit. See, it's a progression here. We're moving on to bigger and better and more things that God would have to do for us. You know, you got to start somewhere. So let's just start by trusting God, getting this stuff settled. And you know, even in the bad things that might happen to us, do you know that God uses that even to grow us and to stabilize us? Folks, my wife and I and our family, we've been through some hard times, but we made it. You know what I mean? We made it. It's like you. How many of you been through some real hard times? But you made it. God brought you through it. So he's proven to you that he cares about you. You're not in it alone. God's right there with you, loving you, encouraging you, giving you strength. And so, folks, we just receive it as the earth receives the rain. But then if we get angry at God and we tend to walk away, he talks about it here. He says in verse 8, but if it bears thorns and briars, it's rejected and near to being cursed. Near. But if they continue on in that state and refuse to ever turn back, it says, whose end then is to be burned? And I know that's none of us here, but I think the Lord just wants to encourage us and let us know, folks, it's time to move on. God says, I've settled it. I've done it all. I've paid for your salvation. It's yours. All you got is take it. And he says, I'll continue to bring like rain on the earth to replenish things. He said, I'll bring blessings on you. I'll bring the good times to you to show my appreciation to you and then to allow you to even grow more. Suffer the little incidental things, no matter how big they might be. And always look at it. I always look at it. God, what are you trying to teach me? What are you trying to show me? Rather than looking at, oh me, great, thanks God. You know, I talked to you about Richard before, the homeless guy in Colorado. And he would call me and talk to me dozens of times. But something happened just a few days ago. Dakota called me and he says, you might try to give Richard a call. I tried and he wouldn't pick up, but his granddaughter committed suicide. See, now the Lord's working with him, and we are, and we're praying for him, and the Lord's trying to draw him, but he's still not saved. He's kind of playing the game. You know how a lot of people do, well, I'm not ready yet, or, you know, I'm not wanting to give this up yet, and so I'll play the game. And see, he was going to go home, and his daughter was going to have an operation. She had cancer. They caught it in the early stages, so it should be a piece of cake, you know, because nothing, it's like it's a number one, stage one, whatever you call it. But then he talked to her, and see, it was her daughter that committed suicide, and now she says she's just going to die. She's not going to go get anything done. She's finished. She's done with it. See, without Jesus, that's what we do. Without God's encouragement and his strength and direction, that's what we do. So now Richard is so upset that he's cursing God. I ain't going there. I'm done with this. You guys can talk all you want, but I don't want to hear it. I'm done. You know, he's really hurt and upset. But you know, a lot of us get like that at times. And we want to blame God for everything. It's what most people do. They blame God. And so he's rejecting God, running away from God. But let me share this with you. When he had his issues a few years ago and then just left and dumped everybody, his whole family, he just left them. And then he just went and become homeless, because then he's free from everything. I don't have to worry about nothing. I got no payments. I'll buddy up with the other street people, and all I care about is just surviving. I don't owe anybody anything, and I don't have to do anything for anybody. Well, when he abandoned his family, who's going to take care of him? And how the devil went into his family and killed his granddaughter. And now even his daughter sees no hope. And so he can just blame God. And it's like, well, where were you? Did you take responsibilities for your family? Did you stay there to minister to them? Did you seek out God beforehand so that you could lead them to Christ and that you would be able to pray for them and God could minister to them? Oh, no, you run for the hills to where you can be. I never said this to him, but I want to. You run from the hills and abandon everybody and wonder why things are turning out the way they are. See, that's what we do, folks, as Christians. A lot of times we get, it's too much. I don't want to do anymore. Hey, just leave me alone. And the whole world's going to hell. Who's going to minister to them if we don't? How can God love somebody if he can't do it through us? Y'all understand what I'm trying to say? I'm not trying to put a downer on you. I'm just trying to say how the devil works and the things that happen. Y'all do realize that we're in a war, right? A spiritual war. John 10:10, it says that the enemy's come to steal, kill, and destroy. But the Lord's come that we might have life and have it more abundantly. See, that's our job, to bring life and hope and peace to people, that they would want to live, that they would not want to kill themselves, that they would have some hope, that they would have some direction. And the enemy's doing his best to steal it from them and from us. But folks, we can't let that happen anymore. Realize that you've got an enemy out there. He doesn't care about you at all. You see, he tries to get people to sin, and once he does, now he's in charge. Now he's got them. You know, the word says that the one you serve and obey is the one really who's your God and who you're following. So those that are living in sin, they're following the devil. They're slaves to the devil. But the rest of us that are walking with the Lord, we're slaves to the Father. We're slaves to Jesus. Folks, that's where I want to be. You see, sin kills. But following the Lord's a blessing. So I just want to share that, you know, this is all serious. And the Lord here in John 15 talking about, hey, I'm the vine. You're the branches. My Father's involved in this, trimming us so that we can produce more fruit, that we can be a blessing, that, you know, that we will be blessed as well. We don't have to give up on our loved ones. How many of us have loved ones that need Jesus? They're going through hard times. And a lot of times all we can do is show them that we're faithful to God and to them. And that you can really trust God and then pray for them. And try to encourage them at times. And we do that, then God does his part. You'd be surprised how God moves. You know, I had my grandson Dakota 2 years ago get saved. He just graduated yesterday. Going back though for a third year as an intern. He's going to be leading people to go to Brazil and that on missions trips and all of that. He's got a lot on his plate. And then when he came up, he led my other grandson, Brandon, to the Lord. But folks, this is how it is. We've got to trust God, believe God. You don't know how many times I've prayed and then I've shared with Dakota and all of the boys and girls, all of my grandkids. We'd be in a truck driving, hauling a boat down to the lake, going fishing, and they'd get a preaching message all the way down and all the way back. You know? Captive audience. And I asked Dakota, I said, Dakota, and all the talking that we did and me sharing all these years with you guys, I said, did it really have any difference to you? And he said, at first, he said, no. And I'm like, I don't believe that at all. I don't believe it, and don't you believe that. It does have an effect. Folks, you go out and throw seed out on the ground, a lot of it's going to grow, especially if you get a bunch of weed seed. That all grows. Throw that on concrete and it'll grow for a while anyway. But your words count. Your ministries are working. God's using you. Kind of like sun shining now, you just can't see it. Folks, this is what a privilege God has given us to be able to preach and to share and to love people. Do you know that the angels in heaven do not have that privilege? They do not have the privilege that we have. And they're all saying, God, send me. God says, no, that's reserved for my saints on earth. Not for you. Folks, see it as a privilege, as a total honor to serve the Lord. All that we do, every little thing, it's a privilege, it's an honor. God could have just skipped over you and just let somebody else do it. But he chose you. That shows that you're cared for, that you're loved, that you're important to God. See, that's a God we serve. That's a Jesus who came and died for us. Do you know that he went through all that? But do you know he looked forward to it? Because it was an honor, it was a purpose. He knew why he came and what it was going to do. And so he looked forward to it. And that's what we need to learn to do, is look forward. God, what do you want us to do next? Where do you want us to go? How can I serve you, Lord? Lord, change me so I can be used. What a God we serve, and what a privilege that we have. And this little, almost retired church here, God is feeding you so much and preparing you. And sometimes we don't even realize it. But see, we've got to learn to care for other people and look at their needs. And if somebody's hurting, folks, we need to go to them right away. You know, we need to encourage the brethren, amen? We really need to be an encouragement to one another. You see somebody that's a little bit down, go see them right away. Ask them, hey, how you doing? Most of the time, everybody says okay, but you know better. You know, God is so good. And I'm so thankful for the privilege to get to share with you. See, none of that was really written down. And I pray that God was able to share his appreciation and love for each other just through what I said. See, if he can use me, I know he can use you, amen. So today, if you would, just be encouraged. Be encouraged in the Lord. God, I'm yours. I'm going to serve you no matter what it costs. Father, thank you for your encouragement of your word. You showing and telling us how you love us and care for us, how you've called us. And Lord, you're telling us how important we really are to you. Lord, I thank you. Thank you for the calling that you've given us, the teachings and the words that you share. I pray, Lord, that it will grow and produce 100-fold just so that you can be glorified. Thank you, Father, for the privilege. In Jesus' name, amen. Let me speak this over us today. May the Lord bless us and protect us. May the Lord smile on us and be gracious to us. May the Lord show us his favor and give us his peace. Thank you, Father. Amen.